Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Mr. Chairman, there are not.
Thank you. Any members? Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as last revised.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give their usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give their usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are four hearings this evening, and they'll be conducted according to the following rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Each application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for either a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witness, and the board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and if you have questions, those questions should be directed to the board, and the board will then direct them to the appropriate individual. Once the testimony has been presented, the hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10753, David Ritter, south of Road 22, Long Neck Road, 1,198.96 feet, west of Road 22C, Podnuts Road, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
You need to be here first. Thank you.
What's your name and place of residence?
David Ritter, 28848 Point View Road, Westboro, Delaware.
Ma'am?
Kathy Ritter.
Same address?
Yes.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for these variances tonight?
Yes. We opened up a small golf cart business in a building that was built 18 years ago. It's growing, and we'd like to extend the building. Mm-hmm. The property is only 66 feet wide. It's a little tough to put a building.
That's true.
Checked with all the neighbors. Nobody has an issue with it. Rob Tunnel is basically the only one on the one side, and Dickie Harrison across the street.
Right.
So nobody has any problems with that.
Okay. So
it looks like the new building is going to line up the same with the existing one?
Correct. They're just going to attach it right to it. And I believe that the house on the front of the property and all the buildings behind it have never been, I mean, they're only like 5 feet from the line, so I believe that's all being done at the same time to bring it into compliance.
Right. All right.
10 times deep as it is wide.
I'm sorry?
10 times as deep as it is wide.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, can I ask Susan something first?
Sure, sure.
The dwelling and the shed, I guess, are already existing, correct, and have been?
They're asking for those variances. They're on the application.
Right. What I'm looking at on the right-hand side of the sheet, the dwelling and shed are already existing.
Yes, right? Yes, okay. Yes.
They weren't grandfathered or anything?
No.
Okay. And then it looks like, and this is so small it's hard to read, but it looks like there was a variance for the existing building.
There was a board case 4820. It was approved to be 5 feet, but however, with this survey, the 4.9, so we're asking that just to
validate it. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. And the other shed is going to be removed.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Again, chair hearing no opposition, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that in regards to the standards for granting a variance, it certainly meets all of them. It's a lot being 10 times deeper than it is wide. Certainly makes it unique.
Very unique.
And certainly necessary to enable the use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant, and it's been that way for many years. And I don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood and the minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,753.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,753. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much, Mr. Have a good night.